reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hill and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. That beautiful prophecy from Isaiah in today's first reading. God tells the prophet, "Give comfort to my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." And then describes the way that comfort's going to occur. That the Lord is coming. The Lord's coming to save them. That everything that's passing in the world, all flesh is like grass. They're instead going to be able to see what lasts forever, God's glory. The prayer that we keep hearing over and over again at the end of Mass throughout Advent is, "Teach us to judge wisely the things of earth, and to seek and treasure and hold on to the things of heaven." That the things of this earth are like grass. But the Lord is coming with his glory to make us partakers of that glory. That's the great comfort, no matter what sorrows, no matter what difficulties we're experiencing. The Lord is coming. That's why we begin every liturgical year with Advent. Because Advent is that time in which we focus on that perpetual renewal that comes from the Lord, who is always coming as long as we're alive. At the end of this beautiful prophecy, when Isaiah is crying out from Jerusalem, "Fear not to cry out and say, here is your God who comes with power." But that powerful God who is coming is like a shepherd who gently feeds his flock, gathers his lambs into his arms, carrying them next to his heart, leading the little ewes with care. Jesus demonstrates that he is the fulfillment of that prophecy in the gospel. He is that shepherd who loves every single last ewe. Leaving the 99 behind and going in search of whatever you, whatever sheep, whatever lamb has strayed. That's why no matter what, we're able to receive that comfort. But there's another part of that first reading, which is the theme of the entire second week of Advent, John the Baptist's mission. In order for us to receive that comfort, in order for us to welcome that Savior, in order for us to see and share that glory, we need to make straight the path. We need to clear out whatever keeps us from that shepherd. We need to start to tune into his voice as he calls us by name and recognize the distinction of his voice from all those other thieves and marauders. We need to want to be saved. There's one thing when we're lost as a sheep. There's quite another thing when we're a sheep who intentionally wanders away from the shepherd. A sheep who doesn't want to be saved, a sheep who ignores the voice of the shepherd who's calling. The Lord has always made us free. His will is to come after us when we're lost, but we need to seek him at the same time. We need to seek to be found. In this Advent, the Lord is calling each of us by name from his place of comfort, which is the confessional.